Hello there. Welcome back to Yumi and the Podcast. And I have a very, very special guest, Savannah, here today. I'm so excited because literally we just jumped right into it. Like, there was no like, oh, so we're going to be talking about this today. No.
We just went straight in, dove right in.
I was telling Sangha, I was like, we need to have the cameras rolling as soon as people walk into the door. Because like everything that we talk about is all, it's all content.
I didn't even know that we were filming at first. And then I was like, oh, wait, I should talk more, I guess.
Like, are we recording? Like, is there
what's happening?
Is there like an action?
I think after like 20 minutes, I was like, oh, this is the podcast. This is it. Okay,
we're just here.
Get comfortable. We're rocking and we're rolling.
It's honestly like that's kind of the vibe though. It's jumping right into a conversation type of thing.
I love that. That's it fits the name, you, me, and the podcast, yeah. And it's just kind of. Yeah. It is what it is, and yeah. I love it.
And I was like, honestly, like my favorite podcasts are always like podcasts that I listen to when I'm like doing laundry and stuff.
Yes,
I'm like, yes.
I want a podcast that I can just do something else and it entertains me.
Oh yeah,
I want to go on a long drive and I want to listen to it, and then I want to also be able to like repaint my house.
Yeah,
and chuckle along the way.
Repaint your house is random.
Well. That's all I got. That's all that I got. That's an activity that just popped into my brain. Like, I can't. I don't.
But let's get right into it because we talked about a lot of stuff today. Oh, you know what's funny, though, is I, like, started doing, like yoga in the morning.
Okay, right? Nice.
Like, it's not so not serious. It's so not like that. You know, like, so not like that. Not like how Indians do yoga. So I started doing yoga just because, like, my back was, like, not, like, feeling the greatest.
Okay.
And she was, like, I would roll out my yoga mat and she would get so excited. She's, like, she would stand there. And then as I was, like, doing it, she would, like, stretch, too. I have a video of her doing it. It's so cute. I was, like, oh, my gosh.
Okay, but there has to be somewhere a class where you can take yoga with your pet. There has to be. And if there's not, let's do it.
I know in LA they have puppy yoga where like they're like you just do yoga and
there's puppies running around.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, like, that sounds like a dream. I would love that.
There's also somebody did like a goat yoga class where they had like little baby goats running around.
Aren't they loud? Aren't goats loud?
Yeah, they were.
It's like I'm trying to do yoga and there's just like a goat next to you.
It's like breathing.
You're just like, okay, hello, excuse me. Aren't goats aggressive too?
I don't know either.
I know that they're
I didn't grow cute. Up around like farm animals.
Did I? Although my grandma did have a she lived next door to a lady who had a like alpaca farm or something.
Oh my god, where my parents live, they either have llamas or alpacas.
I was just about to say, I have no idea. I think one of them are like a little bit bigger built, but they were so, I think they were llamas now that I'm thinking about it, but they're so cute, but they're also adorable. Aggressive too. Like yeah. They'll like spit on you. Like, okay, dang. Like, okay, calm down.
I was like, maybe not. Yeah.
But they're really cute.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, I just want, you know, I get like videos served up on my YouTube page or like on my TikTok all the time of mm-hmm. like bears. I bears? Like bear like bears like, right like bears just being oh kind to humans. Like there was like this one aww. Where like like somebody was like driving by and like the bear was like waving to them and I was like shut up. Oh, I was like I was so like cool. I would 100% die that day because I'd be like stop the car right now. I need to go hug the bear.
My boss he went to I think it was Tahoe or something and they were in a cabin. You know, went to sleep, whatever, woke up the next day and their van was completely the door was ripped off of the hinges.
Oh,
and
yeah.
A bear had gotten in there and like ate all some one of their kids with like a food or something and their car was totaled. And I was like, oh my gosh, ever since you told me that story, I'm like, where are the bears? Are they coming?
Yeah, dude. No, we went to Mount Shasta and we like rented out a cabin with like my family.
Okay.
And on the Airbnb notes, they were like, do not leave any sort of food in your car because we do have like bears.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
Like, that's actually terrifying though. Like I don't know what I would do if there was an actual bear. I have my grandparents literally lived like kind of in the mountains and I from their house one time I saw a bear like on the
really?
but it was like 30 feet away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm inside and I'm like a kid and I'm like, oh my gosh, a bear.
Oh my
you know
God.
Kind of thing. But now as an adult, like if I actually saw a bear and it was in my vicinity, I would lose it. I don't know what I would do.
You know what's so underrated is pandas.
They're so cute, though.
Pandas are so cute. First of all, they're so adorable. I love pandas so much. But apparently there was a panda that literally, like, he was, like, he got injured. And he came to, like, a rescue. They took care of him and everything, right? Okay. And they, like, released him back into the wild after he was, like, perfectly fine, right? And he found his way back. And then they, like, took him further to be like, okay, go out into the wild and exist, right?
Live found his life.
Found his way back. Because he was, I was like, that's, first of all, he's genius, but also lazy. Honestly, I love dogs that are food motivated because they're so easy to train.
Well, okay, let's be real. I think if I was a dog, I would also be food motivated. I'm just food motivated in general. So I was like, hey, can you do this? And I'm like, well, is there a sandwich involved?
Is there something infinite for me?
Do we have a side of ranch or what do we have going on here? But I feel like that's the best kind of dog because then you can just like.
You could train them to be so like chill. I'm like, yeah.
And then I feel like they're so happy. Once they get the treat, then it's like the greatest thing of all time. Oh my, they have never had anything better than like a little kibble.
First of all, that, but also the disrespect that happens in this household when my dogs take a treat and then they leave into like their little hiding spots. Like, I'm gonna take it away from them.
That they're like, this is mine now. Goodbye.
Goodbye. And I'm like, toodaloo. How dare you? The disrespect, first of all, I'm the keeper of the treat.
First of all, who do you think gave you this treat? It was me. And come back here. I would like to see you enjoy this treat. And
like they'll like go underneath the couch and I'm like, excuse me? I don't even get the serotonin of like, oh, my dog's enjoying a treat. No.
Like the satisfaction of actually seeing them be happy.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I was like, thank you and goodbye.
I was like, I think this is on purpose. Like
yes, I deserve this. Yes, and I will see you later.
Yeah, bye. I'm out of here. I can't do this anymore. And I'm like, oh, geez. But yeah, she also really likes vegetables. The other day when Jamie was here, Jamie just kept like feeding them to carrots. But like it was like they can take care. Like if you gave him a carrot, you'd be like, "Oh, here's a carrot, right?" That's how I did. No, she was like she would take a bite of it, like basically like to chew off half and then give it to them like toddler status. I was like, "Oh my gosh!" She's like, "I've never eaten this many carrots before in my life." Oh my gosh! Yeah, They're pretty great. They're so cute. Yeah, they keep us on our toes constantly.
I feel like I have not baby fever, but dog fever. And everyone that I see that has a dog, I'm just like that mom that's like really wanting another child. And just like, please, let me pet your dog. Let me hold it.
Do you want to babysit? You could absolutely babysit.
Please let me.
Of course.
I need to. No, literally. Because my parents have a dog now. My boss just got a dog and he brings the dog to the office, so that's nice. So I'm like, ooh, okay, yes,
like you and me are besties, right?
Yes. I'm like, can I please see your dog? Come closer.
Please,
I need it.
No, I honestly, yeah, they're, I don't know, like I work from home also, so like,
oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, so I am consistently like, I need some kind of interaction, and they provide it. So
I feel like because I used to work from home, I feel like if I did work from home, I would definitely because I would find myself like going places, like going to a coffee shop or going to like a park or something and just using my hotspot because I would like need to be around something.
Dude, absolutely. Like sometimes like I'll just be like, I need to go outside.
Yeah.
And I'll literally just like go outside to feel like the air. Cause I'm like, bro, like as much as like working from home is like a great, like I love it.
It's
so
amazing.
Much.
Yeah.
I stay in my PJs all the time, but like sometimes like I need to touch grass. I need to
go outside.
Feel the wind.
See the clouds. You know. Feel the breeze of the trees.
Like there was a day where I hadn't moved my car in like 3 days or something. Mm. I was like, I haven't been outside of the house in 3 days.
Sometimes that's nice though, because then you can just.
It is really nice, but sometimes
tune out society.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm like, yo, I need. I'm also very extroverted, so I'm like, I need to go outside. I need to talk to people. I need to
say hello to someone.
I know, but I get like that. Like, I'll go through phases where like I'll get like really like I'll just be like at home, don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Or like we have a few things coming up where it's like everything one after the other, especially after like my cousins, like my three of my cousins got married in a year.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, after like, because like it's like I had to go like for my cousin's wedding, I was there like a week and a half early, right?
Oh,
and
my.
To put it into context, like, just, like, helping, like, here or there, like, you know, just, like, stuff like that. But to put it into context, in my immediate family, there's six people.
Oh.
Like, my three little brothers, my stepdad, and my mom all live under my parents' roof. So when I go over, there's six people and then four or five dogs. And it's just, it's a lot. So though, whenever I come back from, like, their place, I'm like, I need to just...
I need the silence.
I need to. I need
dog
to,
yoga. Let's go.
That, or I need to rebalance my chakra. Like, I need to. I need to. I need something. I need something. And then I'm like perfectly content not leaving my house for a few days. I'm just like,
oh, this is nice.
I'm very happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom's like, how do you like live? Like, she came over one time. She's like, how do you like? Like, it's so quiet here. And I was like, I know.
Like, it's kind of nice.
I'm like, that's kind of the point.
That's why I like it.
Like, my grandma came for Mother's Day, and my grandma was like, oh my god, it's so quiet. She was like, I've never been at
so... It has to be such the opposite of where they're living in constantly.
Yeah, she was like, I've never been so peaceful in my life. And I was like, Mom, you are welcome to come at any point in time. Like, she like chilled here. We had like the AC blasting. My mom was like taking a nap. She was like chilling here. And she just like watched a movie, and she was just like, the dogs were obsessed with my grandma. My mom was like, oh my God, get them away. And
wait,
they were
that's
like,
so cute though.
No, they were like she was sitting right here on like the chaise, and like, they just like wanted to be as close as like possible, but they weren't like being like, you know how like dogs can sometimes be a little rough where it's like, no, I want to sit. No, they were like being so gentle, and I was like, stop.
Like, that's so cute.
And then she didn't mind it at all either, because like, my parents were like, oh, we do not want dogs type of thing. And now like, they're obsessed with their dogs, our dogs, everybody dogs. And so my grandma's just like, it's okay, I like it, I like them being around. And I was just like,
that is so cute.
It was honestly the perfect Mother's Day weekend. We just like chill.
That's so nice. And you're close with your grandma and everything?
I'm close with my mom and my grandma doesn't come out here too often, but I'm pretty like, I talk to my mom every day, whether I want to or not. So
that sounds like a mom for you.
Right. So I'm pretty close with them.
I'm really close with my mom too. We don't talk every day, but I talk to my sisters every day, and I have four younger sisters. So my parents' house is always chaotic as well. There's always something going on.
Wait, are you the oldest?
I am. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I'm the oldest too.
Yeah, I love it. And also, I feel like I've had four children already. Like, I didn't come here. But yeah, the oldest, and me and the youngest are 15 years apart. Okay. So we have a pretty like wide range.
Yeah. Me and my little brother are 8 years apart.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So still pretty big gap.
That's
still,
like, a lot. Like, he says things that make me feel so old.
I feel like the oldest person in the entire world.
I feel like I'm ancient.
Like, at one point, my sister, she was like, she said something like, oh, it looks like you're getting some wrinkles by your eye. How cute. And I was like,
what do you mean? Jugular?
What do you mean? And I was like, but she was like, no, it's cute because like when you smile,
it's
you
cute.
Get little wrinkles. And I was like,
oh,
I am gonna go cry now.
I'm gonna go cry.
I'm gonna be crying in the bathroom for the next few days, and see you never. But no, it was sweet. But I literally love my sisters. They're hilarious, and they always keep me grounded for sure.
Oh
and
yeah, dude.
They're the first people to be like, that outfit looks horrible, or that, or you do not look good, or something. And I'm like, okay.
Dude, my brothers will tell me that. Like, I'm like, bro, come on.
I feel like siblings, no lie, are the, just, if you're looking for honesty in your life, go to your siblings.
Oh, dude, like, somebody was like, there was like somebody who like left like a mean comment on like, on a post that I made on the podcast. And I was like, you think this phases me? I have three little brothers.
You think this even impacts me in the slightest?
I was like, I looked at it and was like, oh.
So, okay. Yeah, all right. Let me go just chat it up with the bros. And,
and I think that's why like me and my mom are so close, is because I don't have a, like, there's no other female like in our family.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's like, I'm all you've got, you know?
Yeah, that's all. See, now in my family, there's like too many women. It's just so
many chefs in the kitchen.
So many. And then, you know, we always have like only one bathroom available.
Oh,
like, it's
geez.
Just, it's too many things. Now it's great because you get to share clothes. But my poor dad, he is just surrounded by women at all times. And it's just, you know, everyone is upset about something, or everyone's happy, and it's just chaos. It's pure chaos.
Do their cycles at least sync?
I feel like at some point in time, we've all landed in the same area, and my poor dad is just, like, you know, holding on for dear life. And just like,
it's just like, you know what? It's just a ride.
It's like, you know, he's just so even keel and so chill. Although, he grew up with four older sisters, so he has...
Oh, so he's always been around with.
He's ready. He's been ready since day one. He's like, let's go. All right. Go. What do we got going on today? Yeah. Like, I am...
Nothing terrifies me.
No, not at all. I'm like, okay, dad, let's go.
Dude, it's so... For a man to be able to look like a woman who's PMSing, like, dead in the face and know exactly what to do.
Oh.
Nothing better.
Incredible. It's incredible.
Nothing better.
I remember when I think I was in, like, junior high. Maybe I was in high school. And I was about to go on to, like, a trip of some sort. And we were driving there. And I was just, like, sitting in the car, just, like, super silent. And I realized, like, I forgot, like, tampons. And my dad was like, are you okay? And I was like, I might need to go to the store. I might need to go. And he's like, let's go. You need tampons. Let's go.
Yeah.
When I'm gone from me, it was just like, let's go. Here you go. And I was like, thank you, dad.
Dude, I didn't realize how, like, normal, like, or abnormal, like, periods are. Because, like, my mom would always be like, oh, don't let your brother. I'm like, it's a normal part of life. It's like, just, what do you
this
mean?
Happens. I'm sorry.
You know, like,
sorry,
I was
to,
like,
inconvenience you.
Like, sorry to inconvenience
you. It's happening in my body. I can't control it.
I wish I could.
Trust me. I wish we could take a huge halt on this, but we can't.
And, like, I didn't realize until, like, I moved in with a sound guy that I was like, oh, like, this is how you're supposed to be. Like, he would bring me chocolates. He's like, what can I get for you, right? That, okay, men out there, men. Tell, like, if somebody.
Which camera am I looking at? Men.
This one.
Men. This one. Listen.
If you have a woman in your life, whether it be your mom, sister, whatever, and she's PMSing, your first instinct should be like, how can I help you? What can I do?
Amen. Amen to that.
Because, dude, you know what was, like, the biggest, like gut punch was when I realized that women are only, like, themselves for, like, 2 weeks out of the month. That means half of our, like, adult life, we're just...
We're just floating in, like, a little stream of who knows what's going on.
Exactly.
Like a little tube. Like,
dude, I get...
Help me. Help me out here. And, like, at one point, you're like, ooh, a lemonade. Maybe I'll have some of that. And then you're just, like, free falling.
Oh, my God. You know what? Like, I just got off my period. But you know what when I found out is, like, oh, chef's kiss. Is Walmart makes turtle brownies. They have, like, they're like brownies with walnuts.
Oh, turtle. I was thinking they're shaped like a turtle.
No. No, and then they have, like, caramel on top.
Wait, that sounds so good.
And they're like little bites. Oh my God, they are so fudgy.
Wait, that sounds amazing.
And delicious. I wish we had some more, but, like, so
I would eat them all right now.
Dude, we had like
period
a 12
or not. Let's get them.
We had like a 12 pack and we kept buying them because I was on my period and I was just like, you know what? It's fine. But then
anything goes.
The other day I like bought a pack and as soon as I was taking them out, they fell out of the container and four of them were just on the ground.
No.
And I was like, maybe this is a sign from the universe that I need to relax it with the brownies.
Or maybe it's a sign you just need to go inside and get more.
I was like, oh, that's very sobering.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible. I feel like that is the absolute worst when you want something so bad and then it spills or it drops on the ground, and that is good. I lose my mind.
Oh, absolutely. If I'd been on my period, that I would have and sat down and just started bawling.
I'm done for.
Good. That's it.
See you later. Anyone that comes into contact with me is also done,
like,
for as well.
Silent screaming crying.
Yes, like, just like so much anger, not a tear can't even come out of my eyeballs because of how mad I am.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Sad at the same point.
Oh yeah. I think like I get overstimulated very easily when I'm on my period.
Yeah,
and I'm just like the rage.
I am angry. I get like so much anxiety. I don't know why, but I will just be like lying in bed just freaking out about nothing. There's nothing.
Yeah,
nothing in my brain. I'm just anxious. And I'm like, what am I anxious about? There's nothing going on. There's no stress. I'm just freaking out about, like, you know, the size of my comforter. Should I have bought a king instead of a queen? Like, I'm literally just panicking.
It's dude, the sheer
what's happening?
See, every single emotion that you feel on your period is like heightened for no fucking reason.
Why?
Dude,
do
sometimes
that to us?
Sometimes I'll be like, I'll just be like doing something, right? Like, say I'm just like organizing something, right? I'll just start bawling out of nowhere.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, what is going on? And then I have to remind myself, there's nothing wrong.
Everything's okay. You know?
And then I'll text him. And he's like, why are you crying? And I'm like, I don't know. And that makes it even sadder because I don't know why I'm crying.
I don't know what's happening to me. My favorite thing is I will be upset about something and it'll be something totally random. And my boyfriend will, he'll just sit next to me and he'll be like, so do you think maybe... there's always like a preface, but like a very large preface of like, how's she gonna respond to this? Do you think maybe that it might be close to the time? And I'm like, the time? I'm gonna lose my mind at this point. The time? And he's like, maybe. And I'm like, I don't think so. And then like, sure enough, 3 days later, I'm like, hey, remember that conversation we had? Sorry about that.
I may have overreacted. Dude, my favorite thing is when you overreact over something and then like a couple days later you get your period and then it all makes sense.
Oh, everything comes, the world comes into focus.
And it's like, I'm not an asshole. I was just hormonal.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should call that person. Like, yeah. All of a sudden you're like, okay, wait, hold on.
No, the other day when I was like starting my period, somebody like didn't text me back like when I thought they would. And I got so upset. I was like, I wrote them off in a day, bro.
I'm never talking to them again. We're not friends. They will never be my friend. I'm blocking them on Instagram. I might even call them out on a live and goodbye forever.
And then I'm like, okay. And then when I got my period, I was like, oh, let's take it back real quick. Hi. I'm fairly new to eating meat. Because I started eating meat in 2020, I think.
Oh, wow.
The last part of 2020, yeah. And then the bones give me the heebie-jeebies.
Okay, I can see that. Bit, yeah. Do you eat all meat now or just...
So I eat fish like it's going out of business.
Love it.
I love fish so much. I love most seafood.
Mm.
I absolutely devour. Like, I do not... Like he hates shrimp. I love shrimp.
Shrimp is great.
I love shrimp.
Trent has been making this like, it's like a Thai basil marinated shrimp. It's amazing. I'll have to make it for you because it's so good.
That sounds so amazing.
Yes, it's delicious.
And then the only thing I don't eat is like red meat just because it's a lot.
Yeah. And I love just, like, a
steak. Never got into it. Yeah.
That's, I just want like, and I want it like rare. Like I want it. It's red.
Still mooing.
Yeah. Yes. I want the cow to just be with me, and I'll just go nom nom nom.
I've never tried. Like a lot of people are like, oh, you gotta have like a steak. I've never had like a burger either.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't imagine my life without a steak. Like, you know how people ask, like, what would you eat, or what would be your like meal, like your last meal, or like a meal on a desert island or something? Like, if you only could have one thing, my answer is always steak. Like steak and a block of cheese. Those are my two. I just want to gnaw on both of them.
You're just a simple gal.
Yeah, I'm just a simple gal, just and I would like gal. Me red meat and some cheddar cheese.
First of all, I love the Southern accent. I love Southern accents so much. We were watching Heart of Dixie, and I love
that's
like,
such a cute show.
Right?
Yes,
it's such a cute show. But like, just like the Southern like belle like accent is like one of my favorites.
I love it. I will slip into it every once in a while. Not even from the South, to have no association with it in any way, shape, or form. And every once in a while, I'll just be like, my daddy was the mayor of Flavortown.
Oh my god, you're so good at it.
I'll just like slip into it, and my boyfriend's just like, what are you doing?
Who is this lady?
And I'll just keep on talking. I'll just talk. And
that's crazy. You have like no association with the South?
No.
That's a really good Southern accent.
I think I've just watched too many movies. I was like a homeschool kid who's just like, what's this on the
channel? Wait, you were homeschooled?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. For majority of my life. I mean, I went to a private Christian school for 2 years in high school and then went back to being homeschooled. Yeah, it was crazy.
Did you grow up in like the Yuba City, Marysville area or in
No, I was born in the state of Washington.
Oh, nice.
And I lived like around there for a little while. I moved to a couple different places there. And then I moved to California when I was going into my freshman year, I think. Yes. And then I literally begged my parents to let me go to school. I was like, please do not let me be a homeschool nerd. Like, I would handwrite them letters and I would be like, please, I will do anything. Let me go to school. And so they finally let me go to a private Christian school. And then it was like breaking the bank. And I felt so bad that I was like the one, like, you know, stealing all this money basically for me, just for me to go to school. So then I went back to being homeschooled. So it was wild.
Honestly, like, I feel like that all the time, like, especially like as I think being the oldest, it's always a little bit harder because it's like, oh, I don't want to take away from the family.
Yeah, and in retrospect, it was fine. Like, everyone was fine. I felt so much internal guilt. I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I'm going to school and my sisters can't. And, you know, I was the only one who even really wanted to. I was just had this, like, weird, like, independent spirit that was like, I must be social.
You watched a lot of movies.
Yes, I watched a lot of movies. And I was like, I have to do this. And I had so many great experiences. Like, I went to prom. I got to play sports. Like, I did all the fun things. Like, I wasn't. And so much of it was because I just refused to be, like, a homeschool kid. Like, the age, like, I just was so socially aware of it that I was like, I won't be this. And I still feel like in some regard, I have the homeschool nerd in me. Like, I just, every once in a while, my social, like, anxiety or just awkwardness would come out, and I'm like, oh, there she is.
There she is.
There's the homeschool kid. She's still around. Or I'll be like, why don't we just play video games for a little while? And I'm like, oh my gosh. She's coming out again.
No, I'm the same. Well, I, like, not in the same way, but I was like, I grew up in, like, a super, super, like, religious, like, fundamentalist household.
Okay, yeah.
So every once in a while, I'll do something, I'm like, she's still alive and kicking.
She is still living and breathing in there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just like, get back down there.
Get back down there.
Get back down there.
Get back down to the basement.
Yeah, it's so wild. It's like, and when I was younger, like, I was so like, I'm not gonna be that way when I get older. Like, if I ever have kids, I'm never gonna homeschool them. I'm gonna let them watch whatever they want, and I'm gonna, you know. And now that I get a little bit older, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, it came from such like a pure-hearted place from my parents, that they were just like trying to, you know, do the best they can and like protect their child and all that stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, I understand now. But when I was a kid, I was like, never.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
So much angst. Yeah. So, for no reason. I'm like 8 years old in my bedroom, just like, I will never be this way. You know.
Like, and I think for me, it was like an added layer of like, my parents like didn't really like they weren't American, so it's like like the immigrant, like, you know, it's
really
different. And now I'm like oh, she was right in that regard, but then maybe not this, you know. Pick and choose.
A little bit of this, a little bit not of that. A lot of that,
and you can find some like, what's the word, synergy.
yes we'll meld the two, we'll be fine.
Yeah, cool. I wake up with so many hopes and dreams.
And the world just smacks me across the face.
And by 5 p.m I'm like, if I could just exist until the end of the day,
make it to point A to point B, then
if I could just make it until like 9 p.m I could just go to sleep. I could get into bed with my little Kindle and
you just make it there. If I can. Do you ever get to the point like during the day where you're just like, is it too early to go to sleep? Do you ever get to that point?
Oh dude, I'm starting to realize the importance of like a little cat nap.
Those are dangerous.
Okay, but
that's a dangerous game. That's like a witch cauldron that's just like, come to me, come take a nap. And you're like, is it going to be 5 minutes or 5 hours? Am I going to wake up in another dimension?
Oh, no. For me, it's like, okay, if I, like, say I'm like feeling tired or whatever, I will put an alarm on for 30 minutes. And whether or not I go to sleep or not, sometimes all I need is to just like lay down and scroll on my phone, you know, and that just like,
I can't do that.
Revives. But yeah, like then like it'll, like I'll tell Alexa and then she'll.
And she'll wake you up. If I
and Alexis is annoying as hell. Like,
okay, I can see that.
She's like, very like, you know, very much so. And then it's just like, no, like even like the little like the little like ringtone that they have. It's just like, it's a lot, and then it gets progressively louder.
Oh, okay, that sounds like a nightmare. Yeah, if I even thinking about taking a nap, like if I just entertain the thought of it, I will be asleep for like 4 hours, and then I will wake up wondering if I have, you know, gone into a black hole or something.
Sometimes I feel like I wake up in a completely different dimension.
Oh yeah, am I in Interstellar? Like, did I just dive through with Matthew McConaughey, or am I still here in my bed? Like, I genuinely don't. And it's every single time. And I'm so optimistic when I try to take a nap. I'm always like, I'm just gonna be like 10 minutes. Just gonna be like 50, just a quick little shut eye, quick little here, quick little there, and I will be right as rain.
Now, question. Do you get into bed to get take a nap? Or do you, like...
Sometimes, yes.
Okay, see, that'll get you.
Because then it's like, okay, but then is it even a nap if I'm just, like, on the couch, like, closing my eyes a little bit? Then I'm like, okay. You know, like, I feel like for me, like, if I'm going to take a nap, I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want to go all the way.
Yeah. No, honestly, that's honestly been so helpful for me. Like, or even when I, like, even when I take a nap on my bed, I'll just, like, kind of, like, plop down on my bed. No sheets, no nothing. Because, like, right. I know I can't, like... fall into like a deep REM sleep without like covers.
And maybe so I just need to do that, like just get into more uncomfortable places.
Yeah, because then like I think like once you kind of fall into like the right, like, you know, stage, then you kind of want to get comfortable and, like, you know, fall into REM sleep. And yeah, like even on the couch, like it just like doesn't allow you to, you know.
Okay, I see that. I mean, I just need to practice napping.
But honestly, like my mom is like the queen of a cat nap. So is my stepdad. My stepdad loves like a little cat nap. I'm like, I wish I could be more like that.
Yeah, one time I fell asleep, like hard asleep, at a what is it called? John's Incredible Pizza, is that what it's called?
You are the first person to know what John's Incredible Pizza is.
Dude, that place is awesome.
Everybody thinks I made John's Incredible up.
No, it's a real place. It's a real place.
Sound guy literally tried to gaslight me into being like, that didn't exist. And I'm like, yes, it did.
No, it's a real place. They had a roller coaster indoors.
Some of my fondest memories are from John's Incredible Pizza.
It's amazing. And didn't they have like a macaroni pizza or something?
They were,
like,
yes.
Incredible, and they dare would, I say.
And they would play Recess on the TVs.
It's an amazing place.
Oh my god.
Do they even have them still?
I don't know. But like, you don't understand like the weight that has been lifted off my shoulder. Because I literally thought, I was like, no, I imagined it.
No, it's a real place. It's amazing. It's literally incredible. And one time it was so incredible that I fell asleep there on a table. I was really tired, but I did like... knock out really hard.
John's Incredible was so much better than Chuck E. Cheese, and Chuck E. Cheese is still in business.
Okay, first of all, it was way better, and I feel like it was like good for like more years of your life.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't just a
kid's
place. You could be like a little teenager, run around there, and it'd still be kind of fun. And then I feel like as an adult, it's kind of, at least the last time, I feel like maybe last time I went was like early 20s.
Yeah.
So they have to have some around. And I had a great time.
Yeah.
It was super fun.
Yeah. We used to have a John's Incredible Pizza, and like, dude, like, I would fight tooth and nail to be like, let's go to John's Incredible Pizza instead of Chuck E. Cheese. Cause like.
And they had like the rooms.
Yeah.
Like the, didn't they? They would have like different stuff playing in each. Yeah. They're like kind of, I don't even know what
it was. Kind of like a cafeteria vibe.
Yes. Yeah. It was an amazing place. And I do feel like too, it's every other place is trying to be a John's Incredible
exactly.
Pizza, and they just can't get there.
I feel like
Dave & Buster's, sorry, you know, Chuck E. Cheese, not quite there yet. It's like the most perfect, whatever genre of food industry that is, John's Incredible Pizza is less. So,
dude,
bring it back.
And honestly, they, I mean, I don't know if the one that you went to, but ours had like an arcade and stuff. So it was basically like a Dave & Buster's.
Yes, no. That's the one that I went, that I'd gone to was like, literally had like a mini roller coaster inside and had arcade games, had, I think it even had like a mini rock wall or something.
Was
like
this was this in Concord?
It was in California. I don't think it was in Concord though. I don't know where it was at.
I don't remember. I remember there was one in Modesto that was really big.
Maybe it was that one. It was in California somewhere, and I am so bad with directions or geography in general. But it was amazing.
Oh my god, this makes me feel so...
Yeah.
This has been such an enlightening conversation.
But you know what? Now that I'm thinking about anyone that I've told, because I'll tell that story like jokingly a lot, that I fell asleep in a John's Incredible Pizza, and anyone that I've told that to, they don't know what I'm talking about. And I'll be like,
joke doesn't hit.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, it's like a Dave & Buster's or a Chuck E. Cheese. And they're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And so like, the more I've told the joke, the more I've just been like, oh, it was kind of like a Chuck E. Cheese, or it was kind of like a thing. So now it's amazing that you know.
Yes.
It's alive and well. And we have to bring them back if they're not.
Oh my god, wait. I wanna actually look up if John's Incredible Pizza is still in business, because if they're not, dude, you know what would be so cool is if John's Incredible Pizza had like drinks. I feel like I'd go there more. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that would be really fun. I do know my favorite thing was
there's one in Roseville! We're going. We're going.
We have to go.
We have to.
We literally have to go.
Oh my god. We will take you guys along. We'll do a little field trip vlog.
Wait, that would be so fun.
That would be so much fun.
Okay, and my favorite thing about it too is that you can request at least at John's Incredible Pizza that I went to, you could go up to the workers and you could request them to make a specific pizza to put on like the line. Because you know how they have all the pizzas out on the line. So you could request it. So if like they were like low on, you know, like Hawaiian barbecue or something, you'd be like, can you make Hawaiian barbecue? And they're like, it'll be ready in like 10 to 15 minutes. And you're like, okay, thank you. And you just service. Felt so, yes. Service, thank you for the show. Thank you.
Wow, I cannot believe.
We have to go.
We have
to. How funny would a vlog of us going though be?
Oh my God, it'd be so much fun.
We'd be having the time of our lives.
Of course. And then all of the people who are naysayers.
Everyone who thinks it does not exist, it does
exist.
We
will show you.
It's real.
Wait, I want to see if they're if there's
not
many...
a conspiracy theory. This is real. Real life.
Endless buffet of drinks for 2 hours. All you can eat pizza, pasta, chicken nuggets, soup, and salad.
Chicken nuggets.
Love that.
So do they have alcohol or no?
That's what I'm looking for.
For some reason I thought that they
Yeah, they have beer and wine.
I literally say just less. About to say beer and wine.
Say less. We're going.
Just kidding.
We're going.
Trashed at the John's Incredible Pizza on like a pitcher of beer.
It's like, where are your kids? They're around here somewhere.
They're running around. Sorry, I need another Chardonnay. Hold on. It's a classy establishment.
Oh my God. That's so nice.
I love
so
that.
Nice
I love that.
To know that John's Incredible Pizza is still around.
That actually like heals something in my heart.
It really does. Yeah. It really does. Dude, I for so long, I like didn't know, because like one of my favorite memories is from John's Incredible Pizza, where they had like Recess playing on like the TV.
Great
and
show.
I was like trying to describe it to like my little brother. I was like, there's a show and this girl, she had like a really long face and a hat. And he was just like, you sound so insane. And I was like, I promise that was a thing.
And do you understand what a cartoon is?
And then I was like, I can't really Google it. And then it was like years later that I was like, I saw like a poster for it somewhere. Okay.
For John's
like,
Incredible Pizza or
no,
Recess?
No, for Recess. Okay. And I was like, oh my God, that's the
that's
show.
That's what I'm talking about. This is what I mean.
And then I showed it to my brother. And mind you, this was like years later, right? Yeah. I was like, see, she has a long face.
It's like, I will have this. Did you ever see the movie, the Recess movie?
I think I did, but I don't remember. Like, I don't remember it.
Recess, School's Out.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was great. It was like a feature film.
Yeah. Honestly, shit was just... We were at a bar, and, like, I was, like, we know, like, the bar owner. And yeah. I was like, Jason, ask me how old I am. And, like, there was, like, a song for, like, the 2000s playing. He was like, how old are you, Jasmine? I was like, I'm so old that I am now able to say they don't make music like they used to.
Okay, but
I was like, that's how old I am. The halftime show with Usher, I was like, they don't make music like this anymore.
They don't. Also, okay, literally, there was a girl that I was talking to, and it was, I think it was the day of the Super Bowl, and she's like freshman in college, and we were talking to her about the Super Bowl, and we're like, oh, we're excited that Usher is going to be there, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, yeah, I don't really like know any of his songs, so I'm not really excited. And I... almost had a heart attack. That was the first time I actually felt close to death.
Oh my God.
In that moment. I was like, where's my pulse?
It's like, wait, do I need a cane? Am I really that
hold
old?
On 1 second. Let me just take a breath.
That just was a punch in
oxygen.
The gut.
Let me regroup. It's an inhaler or something. I was like, what's happening here? What's going on?
Not the inhaler! Oh my God. Oh.
I'm serious though. And then we had to show her the music. And she's like, oh, I think I've heard that. Like maybe like a movie or something. I was like, in a movie?
What? It's like, now I know you're capping.
What are you talking about? She was so genuine though and so pure of heart. And I was just, I couldn't be mad at her. But also at the same time, I was like, I never want to see you again. I never get out of my life.
Dude, you know what makes, like, I hate the fact that 2004 is 20 years ago.
I can't take that right now. Okay, that just did something to me.
The only reason why I said that is because
I'm sorry. That really not that knocked the wind out of me as well. There's no way it's 20 years ago.
It doesn't feel like it was 20 years ago.
Crying. I literally cried. There's tears out of my eyes. Like, I'm done for. Dude, that's insane.
And that's cut.
And the end. I can't.
Oh my god. No, my brother, when you turned 18, dude, I had a moment. I'm not gonna lie to you. I had a moment and I was just like, I don't think I'm okay.
Like, what is this? It's so weird, though, the passage of time. Like, legitimately, I still feel internally like I'm 15, you know? And then I'm like, yeah. Oh, no, I'm an adult. I have to do adult things. And then I think, oh, like, my mom or my dad at my age, and they had, like, children.
I have no idea how my mom had children.
I'm like, well, yeah, like I said earlier, my mom was married when she was 18.
It's wild.
Literally had me when she was 21, 20, And I'm like, by the time she was my age, she had, you know, 3-4 children already. I'm like, oh my god, what in the world? I can't even think, like, can't even imagine it. And when I was younger, I was like, oh, you know, when I grow up, I want to, like, get married.
I want to be a young mom. Yes. Oh my god, no.
I turned like 16 and I was like, you're telling me that in 2 years? No.
That's not going to work for me.
That's not going to work for me. And that's not going to work for... And no. No, thanks.
No, no.
I will be out of here.
No, no is the complete sentence? Yeah,
no.
No.
No. Nothing.
Dude, my parent... Like, my mom came here when she was around my age.
Wow.
Picked up her entire life.
That's so crazy.
Moved to a completely different... like country.
That is crazy, but I mean amazing and if, so brave.
And if I run out of oat milk for my latte in the morning, I lose my mind.
If I don't have ranch with my chicken wings, something's about to go down.
I kid you not, I'm like, but again, I was talking about this shit with Jamie, and I was like, people told me I'm sensitive, and I was like, I don't feel like I'm sensitive. I feel like I just feel things.
Yes. And sometimes it really does ruin the day.
It really does.
When there's no oat milk, or when there's something, I think it was like, it was something with my coffee. It was, oh, they put, I got an iced coffee, and they put syrup in it, like vanilla syrup, and I like my coffee just like black. I want it like I'm drinking dirt from the ground. I want it so unsweetened, and so I took a sip of it, and it was had sugar in it or whatever, sweetener, and I no joke almost started crying.
Absolutely, it
was about to ruin my whole life, and
absolutely.
I was like, that's why am I letting this bother me so much? But it really did. Sometimes it's not great.
It's honestly, I feel like it's the small things.
Yes.
The small things are always like, dude, I'm so good at like, if like catastrophe hits, I'm so good at just being there. And,
oh,
like,
yeah.
110%. I am like all pistons go all the time. Yeah. Right. The small shit. I kid you not. Like, it will be my 13 reason why. Like, I am.
That'll be the end.
I can't. I just simply can't. Like, sometimes like, oh my God. Like, the other day, like, I got, I put, like, specifically, like, when I order, like, groceries, I'll be like, please, like, if you want to, like, grab strawberries, like, please, like, turn them over and make sure there's no rotten ones on the inside. That's also a really good, like, tip if you want to get good strawberries. Yeah. Is you flip them over and make sure there's no rotten ones on the inside, because that's where, that's where you can tell. But they, like, didn't. And also, male Instacart drivers.
They'll be like, hey, there's no strawberries, and then take a picture, and it's of strawberries.
My God.
They're like, hey, what should we get? There's no more strawberries. And they're literally, like, in a strawberry field.
Oh, my God, dude. Like, it's
sorry,
so...
I'm unsure.
I can't. What like, you... whenever I know, whenever I, like, if I get a girl Instacart driver, I'm like, oh, I don't have to be, like, around my phone. When I get a guy Instacart driver, I have to be, like, right there. Like, because, like, and then they'll move
you
on
you might as
so
well
quickly.
Just be, like, on FaceTime with them.
Yeah, like, you know what? Just FaceTime
real
quick. You
might as well just
quick.
Be, like, there the whole time with them. Just be like, yep, let's go. Okay, yeah, aisle let's three. Go. Let's take a left. Nope, other left. You know?
I, like, had bell peppers delivered. And instead of just getting, like, I had ordered the 3-pack, right?
Yeah.
He took a picture in, like, the bell pepper aisle. And he was like, oh, they don't have, like, the 3-pack. Do you want me to grab, like, a singular one? So I, like, looked at the picture. It was, like kind of cut off, but it was, like, right there. And I was, like, zoomed in, circled. This one. I'm like, bro, why are you making... I could have just gotten my groceries.
Like, by the time you interact, like, you're having a full like MSN messenger conversation exactly. in seventh grade with this person. Like, you're just like, yep, yo, what's up? You're like, it looks, by the time you finish this whole like dialogue with them, you could have been to the store, been back and like taken a bath.
Exactly. At
this point. It's Dude, so and extra.
Instagram was like, oh, we've saved you 72 hours over the last. I was like, no, you haven't.
I don't Shut think up. So. I'm not sure about no. that. But can we revisit this? No. But then you'll have like the best Instacart driver in the world, and then you once you have it, you can't go back, because then they're like, you ask for strawberries and they're getting you like the most gourmet best strawberries exactly. you've ever seen in your entire life,
dude. Like, I had a girl Instacart driver who like I like was in the shower and she like called me. She's like, hey, they like didn't have X, Y, and Z, and I was like first of all, you're calling me, wow, like
thank you
so much. Oh,
so powerful.
And then I was like, oh yeah, you could just refund. She was like, well, they did have like this brand names, and I'm like,
5-star.
I think I might be in love.
It's the Michelin star.
I was like, I literally gave her like 5 stars. I was like, oh my God, she was so helpful. So like, cause I think they can see like the little like compliments that you put in.
Oh, what you give to them. Yeah. I think so. They need to be recognized.
Super helpful. Gave me name brands and didn't waste my time.
Call me. Let's go to John's Incredible Pizza together. Let's go.
I'll buy you a drink.
But seriously though, going back to the crisis thing, like I feel like if I am in a, like out of the blue, like something's going wrong, like, I'll go into fix it mode. Like I will absolutely. Be like, like the DISC test. Have you ever taken the DISC test? It's like a personality test. So it's like, I was like the, like D is like the kind of like determined, like very, you know, fixes all the problems, very driven or whatever. So we go into like high D mode. Like, I'm going to fix everything. And then it's like the tiniest thing. Like I'll, you know, stub my toe and I crumble.
Oh, absolutely.
I crumble. But it's so funny how it like is so dependent on the situation. And then you just, I feel like too, as like a woman, I am always like, okay, what's gonna happen? Do I need to fix something? Like I'm always like on high alert, and then out of the blue, if it's like a really, really tiny thing, I don't know what it is, but it's like someone just was like,
I'm like, ah. I dude, okay, first of all, the other day I had like nothing to do. The podcast was like edited, everything was like ready to go. I like didn't have to film that day. I was just like sitting around. I was like done with work. I like wasn't doing any overtime or anything, and I was just like, he like wasn't home yet, and I was like, I have like 2 hours to do nothing. Like the house is like clean, and I was like,
what is life?
It's like then the anxiety came into me. I was like, I'm missing something.
Something's wrong.
I'm missing something. I was like, I can have anxiety about the fact that I don't have anxiety.
Yes, like something shouldn't be wrong. I should be having to save the day. Like what's going on? Why like, is that though? Why?
I don't
what
know.
Is that?
Because we're so used to just being in overdrive.
Yeah, I feel like, too, there's, you know, this, like, level of expectation that we have to, like, have it all together all the time. Yeah. And I don't know if it's put on if I put it on myself, or if it truly is just a generalized expectation of, like, women or whatever. I don't know. But
yeah,
I always have that, like, going into everything, like, okay, I need to have this done, I need to have this done, like, over, you know, trying to overthink and, like, over-prepare and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like the thing that doesn't matter, even in like the slightest bit. And I'm just falling apart at the seams because, you know, like the zipper on my pants is not zipping.
Oh, first of all, also jeans.
No.
I just, you know, I used to love like booty short, like skin tight, like, you know, like type of shorts, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, jeans that were like just I come from the era of like the skinny jeans.
Like apple bottom jeans.
Right.
Boots with a fur.
Right. Like that era. But like just like skin tight jeans.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah.
No more. Release me, please.
I'm like a leggings gal. I'm like, I was that person that was like always like wanted to wear leggings like 24/7. People were like, leggings are not pants, you know.
Yeah.
I was definitely like that through and through, although I have had like an inkling to bring back skinny jeans. I'm not gonna lie to you, because you know everyone's saying, oh, they're out of style, and like if you're a millennial then you wear skinny jeans. I'm like, yeah, I am a millennial.
Yeah,
I'm that gonna wear out. Them but I'm bringing them back and they're gonna look cool. Okay.
No, you know what I hate is like, so I did like a declutter because I was like, I just have like too much denim. I was like, I don't need this many pairs of jeans, you know?
Yeah.
And so I did like a whole declutter and everything, right? And the way that like I like I was like, okay, in order for me, I did like a closet purge, like a massive closet purge. And I was like, you know what? I need to like try everything on, right? Because like jeans, like you never really know, right?
Yeah.
When I tell you some of these jeans, I only tried on up to my thighs. And if my thighs felt constricted, I was like, nope.
That's it. That's the end.
I was like, you have done your time. Out.
Goodbye.
Go.
Want all of my jeans to be, I actually, to be honest with you, I think I only have two pairs of jeans. And they're not even like actual jeans. They're like gray denim. Like, I don't even have like a pair. I'm not even kidding you. I do not own a pair of blue jeans. And no. I think, like, I literally had a pair that I just gave away to my sister because I was like, I'm never going to wear these. And I'm just not, it's not me. It's just not. But also, if I do have a pair of denim or jeans in my future, they must feel like sweatpants.
You know what? I've done it all. Like, I've done, like, the Levi's. I've done the King. I've done literally, like, any, like, trendy jean. I used to work at Buckle. I used to wear a lot of trendy denim.
Yeah.
Right? So, I've tried it, like, all, right? From, like really cheap to, like, really expensive. I've tried Judy Blues. Every like, thing. I've tried Good American, made literally everything, right?
Love it.
Any sort of Levi's or anything that you could be like, oh, this is, like, a cult classic, like, denim, right? I have a few pairs of Levi's that I like are like tried and true's that like, you know, like they just fit really well.
Yeah.
And if that's the vibe, then that's what I'm doing. But honestly, my favorite denim is all from Walmart.
Okay, Walmart fashion is underrated.
Very underrated.
I have found the cutest things at Walmart. I'm telling you this right now. They have really cute things.
And people get so like what?
They get pressed,
like,
really? About
and
it.
I'm like, first of all, I do have Target money, but I don't want to spend Target money.
No, and no lie, like, they have just as cute items. They're better price point. Also, they have really cute bathing suits. Have you seen the bathing suits?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm like, this is cute. My favorite is, like, the Walmart pajamas.
They are so cute. What is the brand? Cute. It's, like...
The Joy Spun?
Joy, thank you. Yes, yes. Joy Spun. Yeah, I was like, okay. They have such... And no lie, they have actually really cute little shoes, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, those are cute. Yeah. I got a really cute pair of ballet flats from Walmart, and I'm not even kidding you, a couple weeks later after I bought them, I saw a very similar pair at Target for, no joke, twice the price.
Oh, like, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
I love the deals.
I love
I have no shame of buying things at Target or Walmart. Target is fine, but also you can get like a basic tee at Walmart that's just the same quality, looks
under
cute.
$10.
Oh, yes, so cheap.
Under $10.
They always have the basics. If you need basics, always Walmart. Always.
Oh, yeah. So, like, literally, like, I bought this pair of, like, shorts, and they have, like, this double, like, button,
ooh,
right?
Okay. Yeah,
and
yeah.
They're, like, flared out. They're not, like booty shorts, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay, that's cute.
But the way that they fit, the way that, like, they look, everything, so good. And they were, I want to say they were, like, $15 to $20.
Amazing.
It doesn't get better than that.
Yes, and, okay, you know what's great, too? If you love a good graphic tee.
Oh, yeah.
Walmart,
absolutely.
100%. Like, go to the men's section in Walmart.
Yeah.
You can find the best. Then you go to the men's section in Target, and it's like, what is this? It's so bad.
I will say this, though. We are very spoiled because we have a very organized Walmart.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, some are not great.
Our Target is way more disorganized than our Walmart is. So
really? Do you have like a super Walmart? Is that what it's called?
It's like the super centers.
Or super center, yeah.
Yeah, but our Target, I think we live in an area where there's just a lot of like youths. Mm. Have you seen New World?
Youths. Yes.
The youths.
That's also a great show. Amazing
Joe. Oh my god, I love New Girl so much. Like the Schmidt-isms.
Has
anybody seen a pair of my driving moccasins?
He is incredible. His character is incredible. The writers on that show anytime I rewatch that, I'm like, how did they make his character, first of all, so lovable, but also you don't see him as like completely dumb all the time either.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Like you're like, you actually like really love him, and I'm just like, it's a great show.
Is he your favorite character?
I don't know. Probably him. I do love Nick and Jess's relationship. So
I
it's
just
like,
love Nick in general.
And me too. And so I'm like such a sucker for his character. And also too, his like character arc I love is so fun. But Schmidt, you just can't, you never get tired of him.
Yeah.
So it's like one of the.
He has the most quoted. Like,
yes, quotes. Yes. Like the easily the most like funny character on the show.
Yeah.
But I love the entirety of it.
Whenever my brother's doing something and I'm like, Youths.
Youths.
And I'm like, he was like, what is that from? You say that like I should know it. And I was like,
you wouldn't understand because you're youths.
Youths, exactly. No, wait, what is your favorite sitcom? Are you a sitcom gal?
I don't know. I mean, that's tricky. I do love, like, I love The Office. I don't know if that counts as like a sitcom. Yeah. New Girl. I'm not a Friends gal. I knew when I told you that you would give me the look. I know. I'm sorry.
That's like the only thing against you is that you're not a Friends fan.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Sorry. Did you just never get into it?
Yeah, I couldn't get into it. And I've tried a couple times, like even as I've gotten older, like, oh, I'm going to try to watch it. And I just cannot get into it. I do not know what it is, but there is something about it that I can't get on board with. And I feel so much guilt about it. Like, I just.
You're like, I don't want to tell people.
I genuinely. I'm like, I don't like Friends. Like, sorry. I feel like I'm like hiding drugs or something. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Please don't tell anyone. Like, it's.
I'm ashamed.
No, literally. I'm like, I'm ashamed. Oh my gosh. Genuinely though, because I don't know a person that doesn't like Friends. And so I just cannot get into it. And I'm like, it's that and How I Met Your Mother. I couldn't get into that either.
Really? Yeah. I love How I Met Your Mother. Friends are both my favorite. Have you seen Modern Family?
Yes, that's hilarious. I do love Modern Family. So yes, that's great.
Who's your favorite Modern Family character?
Honestly, I love the mom. I forgot her name. Claire? What's it? Claire. Yes, I love the mom. I actually think that she is so funny in that show.
She's so incredibly funny.
And her delivery, just that her actress, I don't know the actress's name, but
Julie Bowman.
She's just, her delivery on things just is so spot on. She gets me every time. And I am a sucker for like a very dry humor that just all of a sudden just kind of like gut punches you. And yeah. I just, she hits it on the nail every time. Like, I think she's hilarious.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Happy Endings?
No.
Oh my god, Happy Endings has like the same type of humor that New Girl does.
Okay.
But it got canceled after 3 seasons.
Oh.
But it was just, it's so funny. It's still worth the watch because it's so funny.
Okay.
It's like the same type of like dynamic and like the vibe that like New Girl gives. It kind of like just like scratches that little itch.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna have to watch that. Yeah. That sounds, I like, I'm trying to think of like other sitcoms that I love. I love Gilmore Girls. I don't know if that counts, but I've rewatched that show probably like 100 times.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
As soon as September hits.
Oh, it's go time.
People go back to school. I go back to Gilmore Girls.
Yes. That's take me back to Stars Hollow right now.
Right now.
Like, I want to live in Connecticut. I want to go there.
I just love all the cringy. Oh, also, did you know Heart of Dixie is filmed on the Gilmore Girls set?
You know what? I heard that. I think that's actually one of the reasons why I initially watched it was because of that. And I was like, well, I guess I'll have to revisit Stars Hollow, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll have to go back there.
When I saw like the first episode that had like the gazebo, I was like, yes. Oh my god. Stars Hollow. And he was like, what? And I was like, that's Stars Hollow. And he was like, no, it's not. And I was like,
Luke Danes? I'm here.
I was like, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And then I looked it up and I was like, see?
The Heart of Dixie is really cute. I thought it was like, it's such like a quirky, kind of like dumb cute, but I thought it was really.
I love it. I love those type of shows. Anything like super cringy, super corny, I love.
Were you a Grey's Anatomy person?
I was not. That's like the only thing where I'm like, I never really got into it.
It's so much now. There's like too many. I stopped watching after like season 27.
Yeah. So I was like, I can't keep. Did you ever watch Desperate Housewives?
No, I never did. But I do love Sex and the City.
Oh, I love Sex and the City. But like Desperate Housewives is like if Pretty Little Liars was like older.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like very dramatic. It's honestly, I didn't like the first episode that I ever watched. I was like, oh, but it grows on you. It grows on you. There's just so much mystery and that kind of stuff. And it's just, it grows on you.
I do love, what's her name? She was also like Lois Lane in the old Superman show, and she's in Terry Hatcher. Is that her name?
Terry Hatcher. Yeah.
Yeah. I really like her as an actress, and she's in Desperate Housewives too. So yeah. I was like, oh, maybe I'll watch. I just never did. I'm like, I feel like I've had like my like tried and true shows, and then I just like rewatch them.
Yeah, it was really hard for me to like get into like Desperate Housewives. So once I did, I was like, oh, I get the hype. Also, Eva Longoria is so hot.
She's amazing. First of all, you understand the hype on her. Like oh, okay, yeah.
I was like, I get it.
You're gorgeous.
Dude, there's a girl that I'm like trying to get on the podcast. It's like a sidebar, but like she looks just like Eva Longoria. And I was like, oh.
okay, get her. Let's get her. Get her in this house or not.
Yeah, right now. Let's go. Chop, chop.
Also, I just think the name Eva is such a pretty name.
Yeah.
My sister's name is Suniva, because all of our names start with S's, which is hilarious.
That's cute.
But we call her Eva for short sometimes. And I just love that name. I think it's such like a beautiful name. And I'm just like, okay, Eva Longoria, please hang out with me.
Also, side note about Eva Longoria, like, you know, she was like, oh, like her, like, her entire family used to tell her that she was the ugly one. And if you, like, no tea, no shade, if you look at her sisters now, she is definitely the hottest.
Oh, my gosh. How could you ever even consider saying Eva Longoria?
She's the ugliest out of everything. Out of anything.
That's horrible. That's blasphemous.
I'm so mad for her.
I want to, like, fight someone.
How dare you?
That's insane. That's literally...
She's aged so well.
She has aged so gracefully, and she's one of those people that's like, I feel like there's people who, and especially in Hollywood, who have aged well, but they've also had like a lot of plastic surgery or something to kind of like aid in their aging. And I feel like her, like, I'm sure she's had some work done, but she definitely still looks, I feel
like herself.
Like herself. Yeah, yeah.
You know who else looks really good for, well, two actors. Lisa Kudrow from Friends.
Yes, she does. Phenomenal. No, she looks great. Yes,
right. And then also Matt LeBlanc.
He looked. It's wild. I'm like, okay, what are you guys having? What are you eating?
He looks really good. Yeah, Matt LeBlanc was in a show also called Man with a Plan. What is that? It's like a sitcom. It had like six seasons, I think, or something. Four seasons or six seasons. It's cute because he's like a family man, and it's just I don't know. It's so dumb, but I love it. It's just like he's just like he's an architect, or he owns like an architecture company, or like a construction company. And he's just like, you know, he has three little kids in the show, and like you know, he's just a dad. And I'm just like,
okay, that's cute.
It just like hit the spot for me because I loved like Friends so much. It was
you need an extension of it. Yeah. I see that.
But yeah, no, honestly, I really like. I mean, I love him, so I was like, I really like that show. If you ever want
to. Yeah, I need. I'm trying to get like a. Okay, first of all, I wish that there was an app. I want to create this app. Also, no one stole my idea. But I want to create an app that's basically like a playlist of like shows that you want to watch or that you would recommend to your friends. And it would be like, oh, Savannah's playlist of shows. And you would like share it with your friends. And it would be all the shows you want them to see. And then you could like watch them through. I feel like some version of that. It's probably not a great idea, or someone's tried it and it's failed. But
doing like a link tree.
Yeah, use something like that.
That would be so good.
Okay, because
I'd be so interested. I'm just nosy.
Yeah. Oh, well, and I always have like conversations like this where it's like, oh, you should watch this. You should watch this. And then I'll forget. Or I'll be like, oh, yeah, I should have watched this show. Because.
Oh, no. I'm one of those people where I'll follow up afterwards. I love, like, my manager loves this about me because I'll follow up with whatever. Like, I'll be like, oh, I'll send that to you. And then I'll actually, like, send it to them. So if I tell you, like, hey, Savannah, I saw this, that, and the third, and you should try it.
Yeah.
I'll send it to you afterwards. Like, I'll actually, like, be like, hey, Savannah, this is what I mentioned.
Well, my favorite thing is you asking me if I actually went to Fire Wings after you told me to go, like, 2 years ago. That's the best thing. I'm like, I remember that conversation. Did not remember to go. But I remember the conversation.
See, that's why everything in my inbox is always flagged for follow up.
I love that. Yeah. That's like the best thing ever. I forget. I'm like, hi, I met you seven times. What was your name again? Like, I'm so bad.
I have to. It's two things. If I met you and like we like really hit it off, like I'm like, okay, I know who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy can have like sound guy can have like full on conversations that like change people's lives.
Yeah,
and he's like, huh. Who was that? Your cousin who? From where? And I'll give, like, here's my thing.
Why
like,
is that so true, though? I can see him having the deep roots of humanity. So deep. And then, like, the next day, like, who are you again?
Who are
like,
you? We met? No, I literally told him, and then I'll give him context as to, like, where we met this person, right? Like, yeah. I'll be like, oh, my cousin from LA, like, you know, his name is this, then the third. You met him that this, then the third. Or my cousin from Toronto, her husband, and, like, you know, you guys were talking, his name is this, right? He's like, I give him so many details to kind of like jog them. None. And I'm like, you know what's funny is that they told me that they had a rousing conversation with you.
They had the best conversation of their life.
That they
uprooted their whole family and moved across the country because of what you said.
There was this one guy where, like, we went to a shoot, and he was talking to, like, one of the vendors, like, her husband, and she was like, oh, like, you know, thank you so much to your partner, because, like, you know, like, my husband's, like, putting all these things into order so that he can start, like, his own business or whatever that he's been wanting to do forever. And I was like, you changed this man's life. You couldn't be bothered to know what his name is.
You changed the trajectory of this man's future.
Of his generation.
Can you at least say hello to Jim? Can you give him a hello?
Can you remember the name Jim?
Can you remember his name? Dude, but why is it so? I am so bad with people's names. I will remember faces. That's one thing. I will remember people's faces, and I'll remember context most of the time about, like, where I've met them, whatever. Names, though, got the roof. My dad, though, is amazing at it. Like, he remembers every single person he meets and everyone's name. Like, I remember one time we were at a gas station. My dad was pumping gas, and the guy comes up, starts pumping gas next to us. My dad literally goes up to him and was like, hey, so-and-so, what's up? Gives him a hug. And the guy's, like, looking at my dad, like, whatever. My dad's like, we met 2 weeks ago at the grocery store in line. Remember, you were buying, you know, Cheerios and blah. And the guy was like, yeah, okay. My dad, like, regurgitated his whole life story to this man. And this man's just standing there in shock. And I'm, like, you know, like, 10 years old, just like, on, you know, what's happening,
Dad? I thought Stranger Danger was a
literally
thing.
But still to this day he remembers every single person, and I'll be like, remember that one person we saw in this one? I was like, I have no idea you're talking about. He's like, yeah, I know. Oh
my God. My mom will meet friends that, like, in passing she'd be like, oh, how's your friend from X, Y, and Z? And I'm like, okay, first of all, that was somebody I met for the first time, and we were acquaintances.
They're bold of you to call them my friend.
Bold of you to assume.
Well, yeah, bold of you to assume. Oh, that's so crazy. Yeah, I feel like names, faces, people, it's tricky. But I always feel so bad when I forget someone's name, and then I'll try to do, like, little tricks to, like, remember, you know, like, oh, this is, or I'll try to pull someone else in the conversation, like, oh, so-and-so, meet this person. And then it's even worse when someone asks you for that person's name thinking that you know them. Oh, and yeah, you're supposed to know them. Like, my boyfriend asked me who this girl's name was, and literally just yesterday, and I was like, I don't know. And he was like, what do you mean you don't know? You've had, like, 20 conversations with her. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, why don't you know her name? He's like, I don't know. And I was like, oh, okay.
So why is it okay for you not to know her
name? Yeah,
like,
why? I don't know. And I was like, I guess we're gonna have to find out her name together. Like, so we must solve this mystery.
No, I literally, like, what's even worse than that is remembering only their Instagram or, like, their social media handle.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, I'm not gonna be like RS0543, like, hi, nice to meet you. Like, no. It's like, I know who you are. I know the context, but I could not for the life of me remember your name.
Yeah, it's so weird. So, like, my full name is Savannah. Most people call me Sav. And then I can always tell people who literally just call me Sav from my Instagram, because they'll be like, because it says Sav on my Instagram. I didn't put my full name on there. And it's so funny because people will be like, oh, hey, Sav. Like, they don't get it because Sav is obviously short for Savannah, but they don't, like, they're like, Sav, like, am I saying it right? You know, like, there's, like, a hesitancy behind their thing, and I'm like, oh, it's just short for Savannah. Yes, it's Sav. Like, it's okay, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. I can always tell the people that I only know from Instagram, like, hey, Sav, like, hey, and I'm like, there's, like, an umph behind their voice that's just like, it's okay.
Let's
tone it down a little bit. It's all right. It's just a nickname. We're fine.
But see, mine's JKS10. So, like, people, like, don't know what to call. For the longest time, like people started calling me by, like, my last name because that was, like, the only word in my thing.
Oh my gosh, that's even worse.
That's fine. It's like, okay. When guys do it, I was like, it makes me want to puke, but
I want to throw up in my mouth. But it's okay.
Like, I was like, I have a name, you know.
Oh my gosh. My dad calls me Savage. And so there was a point in time where people were like, oh, hey, what's up, Savage? And I was like, no, dude.
No.
That's a father-daughter scenario. Not for the public. Not for the public eye.
Oh, honestly, I hate when people call me by my government name. I'm like, when people call me Jazz Deep, I'm like, ugh.
It's like cringing a little bit inside.
Like, his entire family still calls me by my full name. And I'm like, why?
It's so interesting. So I have, like, how I even got the nickname Sav was because literally my dad was calling me Savage, and he would, like, say it jokingly. Like, that's what he was. He's like, Savage, come here, or whatever. And started saying it around other people. And people were like, oh, Savage. And I was like, don't call me Savage. Like, I don't, that's just, it's dumb, whatever. Yeah. And so then they started calling me Sav for short. And so it's funny because, like, I have, and that was, like, maybe, like, early, like, college, like, late high school. And so it's funny because I have, like, friends from my childhood that only know me as Savannah. Like, there is no nickname. I never had a nickname. It's just Savannah. And then I have friends, like, after that season who only know me as Sav. And so then it's, like, this weird scenario where then all of a sudden someone will be like, hey, Savannah. And I'm like, what's happening?
What's going on? Who's from my past? Am I in trouble?
Yeah, what's happening? Who are you? Are you from 2004? Like, what's going on? What's happening? It's so strange. And then, like if my boyfriend ever called me by my full name, I'd be like, oh, we're breaking up. This is the end of it. This is the
end. Yeah, this is it.
What's going on? Tell me.
See, I try to do that to sound guy sometimes. I'll call him Push, and like when I'm getting there, and he, it just goes right over his head, and I'm like, oh, good to know.
Yeah, like, okay, all right.
Good to know.
And my favorite thing is sound guy, though. I feel sound like guy, that's a great thing.
We love that for you.
Yay.
There was, like, this guy that he messaged, like, first of all, he has, like, a whole-ass wife. That's a whole different story. Mm. But he has, like, a whole-ass wife, and he, like, messaged me, and he was just like, so are you single, or, like, what's the deal? And I was like, First of all, your wife is in your Instagram profile picture.
Should we include your wife in this conversation?
Let me tag her in. let me add
ring,
her in.
Ring, ring. Hello.
Yeah, I can't deal with that. But yeah,
that's no comment.
No comment.
No comment.
Dude, I'm so mean. Like, when it comes to, like, especially, like, men. Like, I'm such a girl's girl, but, like, yeah. I'm so mean to men.
Just, like, no shame. Just, like, straight up. Like, in bio. Hi, mean to men.
This is not a safe space for men.
I love charcuterie boards. Long walks on the beach. Mean to men. Here's my link tree to the playlist of my TV shows I love. That's all that you need. That's it.
Could you imagine that being your bio on, like, Tinder or something?
Dude, that'd be hilarious. There's gotta be someone who's done that. There's probably. Gotta be.
Mean to men.
And some guy is gonna be like, oh my gosh, she's being hard to get. Like, there's some guy out there that's like, oh, swipe right, let's go. Let me take you out. Let me get this candle at dinner.
Bro, I can't. Like, dating was so brutal. Like, I have no idea how people are doing it now, but, like, I remember dating, like, when, like, the, not, like, when dating apps were, like, fully, like, a thing. Mm. I remember dating, like, where it was, like, starting to become a thing, and I was just like, no.
I have never been on a dating app, and I have my dating app virginity still intact, and I am afraid of them. They genuinely terrify me.
I was on Bumble for the longest time, but, I was just like, yeah, I don't want to meet random men from the internet. And then I met a random man from the internet.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Well, it kind of works out. That's okay. That's good. I've heard great things. Like, I mean, so many of my friends have been on. I mean, I'm getting choked up even talking about it. Like, it's genuinely terrifies me. It keeps me awake at night. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Again, it goes back to the new girl in that episode where she tries to go on that date.
Yes. Okay. It's just, like, haunting me. I'm just like, oh my gosh, what's happening? I don't know. I just, yeah. But I mean, kudos to everyone who's gone through the ringer and ended up on the other side.
Seriously, dude. I could not imagine dating in this day and age.
No, dude, dating's hard enough. I've been on some wild scenario. Like, just.
People were like, oh my god, like, you know, like, shout out to everybody who's, like, living together, like, during the pandemic. And I was like, shout out to anybody who's trying to look for a partner during the pandemic.
Oh my gosh, I can't. That sounds
horrible.
Atrocious. Absolutely atrocious. I no.
Like, you feel like the world's ending. And I mean, dude, you know what's crazy about lockdown? Was lockdown happened, right? Can't go anywhere, right? Yeah. And unless you're, like, you know, essential or anything like that.
Yeah.
There was fires here so much. Oh my gosh, there was so that? Much. There was so much ash falling from the sky that, like, the clouds, like, there was so much smoke that the clouds were, like, literally, like covered in July, right?
Did you ever see those pictures of San Francisco where it was, like, literally, like, red and there was ash everywhere and then there was, like, no one on the streets? I was like, this is
apocalyptic.
Yes. Absolutely. This is a zombie movie.
Yeah. Dude, we were moving into this apartment, right? Well, we were moving out of our old apartment and we were, like, moving everything and there was just ash falling from the sky. And I was like, I don't know if we're going to make it past, like, to December. It was crazy.
Oh my gosh. Wild.
And like, it's so crazy to be on the other side. And that's another thing is like, I feel like the pandemic stole my youth.
Yeah, that's sad.
Just a little bit, you know?
I feel like it just took away so many years. Like, it's so strange to think about it because it really has been 4 years now.
Yeah.
And it's so weird because I was like, oh, 2019 was five years ago.
That's wild.
It's insane to me. It feels like a year, maybe.
Yeah.
Max. I'm like, so what I do feel like the pandemic did for me, yes, like stole some youth for sure. But also what I feel like it did was just really mess up my concept of time.
Oh, absolutely.
Like I'm like in a disoriented state at all moments of the day because I'm just like, that was not that long ago.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
absolutely.
It was.
Yeah. Five years ago.
5 years ago.
5 years is a lot. It literally does not feel like we've been around for 5 years. That's wild.
That's so crazy. It just blows my mind. I'm like, it's been 5 years. It's just, I can't. Well, and you know, then you think about people who ask like, oh, what's your 5-year plan? What's your 10-year plan? I'm like, dude, I'm making it through the day.
Dude, ask me what my lunch plans are at 11 a.m.
Yeah, because that's how far I'm thinking ahead.
Exactly.
I'm barely making it through the day. Like,
exactly. Again, it goes back to, can I just make it until 9 p.m. where I can crawl into my bed with my Kindle?
Yes. Can I just get there?
That's a carrot
that's sticking in front of me. I'm just like, I will get there.
It's like, I will get there, hopefully.
Literally, though. Yeah, I feel like the pandemic is just, it was so wild. And I mean, everyone has their own stories about it, and it's just,
I mean, dude, even my 25th birthday was almost 2 years ago. It's gonna be two years in like what, 4 weeks?
That's crazy.
That's wild.
It's so weird. I can't with getting old either. I just feel like time is creeping.
I think we've well established that both of us are not coping well.
No, I'm having a midlife crisis.
I was like, somebody was like, oh, no, that's your quarter. I was like, no, midlife.
No, this is the middle of my life and I'm having a crisis. Yeah. I'm
in crisis right now.
I can't. Like, my birthday was a couple weeks ago. Well, no. See the passage of time. I don't even know. It was in June. So whatever we're at now. And I was like, there's no way I literally just turned 31.
Oh, dang.
And I'm like, there's no way I'm this old. What has happened to me?
Well, here's the thing. You look phenomenal for your age.
Thank you. That's very kind. Don't look too close because you will see the wrinkles. As my kind sister so pointed out.
You look like you're younger than me.
They just look a little closer. We're getting a little. But no, I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, what is happening to me? What's going on? And like I moved some things around yesterday. I was doing like some deep cleaning. So I was moving all this stuff and I literally woke up this morning. I was like, my back was like,
oh my God, nothing.
My knees are cracking. I'm like, oh my, this is what they mean. This is what they're talking about.
I got up one day and when I tell you my back cracked and then as I stood up, my knees cracked. I don't know where my youth went.
It's gone.
I hate it when anybody tells me like, you look fine. I'm like, I want to look breathtaking. Okay?
Yeah, I want to look amazing. I literally asked my boyfriend the other day if the outfit I was wearing was cute, which was in retrospect probably a bad question to ask. Like, just don't ask. You know what I'm saying? Like, just keep it to yourself. You know, like, Savannah, go back. Just decide for yourself. And I like, go on you. I was like, does this look great? He's like, his response literally was, oh, it looks okay. I was like,
I hate it when you buy an outfit and you're like, I'm gonna look so fucking hot in two things. Either you wear it and then somebody was like, oh yeah, that looks nice. I'm like, first of all, you are not giving this the hype it deserves.
It needs to be praised.
And then the second thing is, I literally like a few weeks ago had an outfit in my head. I was like, I'm gonna look so hot. I was like, I'm gonna look the hottest I've ever looked in this outfit, right? Probably shouldn't have hyped myself up that much.
Oh no.
When I put it on, I thought it was going to be like baggy. When I put it on, it was snug.
Oh, no.
Can I tell you, my entire life flashed before my eyes in that moment. And then I was in a foul mood. I was like, how dare you?
How could you do this to me?
How dare you?
That's literally the worst thing ever when you have a vision for an outfit in your mind and then you put it on and it is not giving what you had in your brain. And why is it always like, at least for me in my brain, it's like, I'm gonna Someone's gonna call from Vogue.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna look hotter than I've ever looked before.
Cosmopolitan's gonna be ringing on the cell phone, exactly, wanting to know when I can shoot the next cover photo for them because that's how great I'm gonna look. And then I'm just like, you know, like, this is like, what is happening?
Also, side note, there was like a meme online that I read. It was like, are you gonna tell me that I look stunning or do I need to go down to the gas station?
What? Wait, that's amazing. That is amazing. That is that is amazing.
When I tell you I LOL'd.
LOL.
So hard.
That is so funny. Oh my gosh. But why is that so true?
I was like, honestly? I'm going to start using that as a threat more often.
Yeah. Like, so what do we think? Yeah, you're nice.
It's funny because like some of the best compliments I've ever gotten are from a gas station. A guy at the gas station will tell me, you look stunning.
You look amazing. Why is it too always at the gas station?
I don't know.
And it's like, for some reason, there's an extra just like bump of confidence that the men get while filling up their tanks. And they're just like, girl. I'm like, hey.
Dude, I one time had somebody follow me to a gas station and they got out and they were like, you're so beautiful, can I get your number?
Oh,
and
my,
I was,
gosh,
like, I was like, in my head I was like, how did you think this was gonna play out? Did you think I was gonna, yeah, be like, oh my god, this guy is so romantic, he followed me to the gas station and asked for my number and that's how we met? No, honey.
No. I've had some weird interactions at the gas station, too, though. I feel like, yeah, that's like, there was one time where a guy came up to me. He was like an older guy. And he was like, I think you know my daughter. And I was like, okay, who's your daughter? And he was like, and he wouldn't tell me his daughter's name. And I was like, so you don't have a daughter?
You don't have a daughter. You're,
so you're a psycho person. I'm about to die right now. Like, I'm going to get back in my car. And literally, I was like, I don't know. Bye. Like, I just like left. But yeah, people are weird.
I would love to know what it is that gives people the confidence to just,
what is it,
blurt
about
it out? Like, you know what's interesting though, like, is like whenever you go to like a gas station and you like don't pay somebody like any mind and then, mm-hmm, they're like, you're a bitch anyways, it's like, you know nothing about me, sir.
Yeah, don't you, bye, leave,
like, you know zero things about me.
My favorite thing that I used to do, and it was my favorite move of all time, and all of my friends would get so mad at me for doing this, but like, if I was at a bar or if I was out and a guy would come up and like pull a move and like ask me for my number, I would give it to them. And I would literally be like, they'd be like, oh, can I have your number? I'd be like, yeah, of course. And then I would give them my number and then I would literally never talk to them again. I would just, if they text me, I would just block the number. And my friends would be like, you should stop giving out your number to so many people. And I was like, well, yeah, but then they won't, they'll be quiet, they'll leave me alone, they'll go away. And they would, and every single time it worked. And a million people have my number now, so sorry about that. But and I'm on a bunch of spam list calls, but it definitely got them quiet for the night. So I literally don't care, because in those moments I was like, and my favorite thing was, like, you know, like a couple of bars that I would like frequent, the bartenders would like know that I would do that. And so there'd be like at one point, one of the bartenders, and I knew her pretty well, she was like, to the guy, he sat next to me, he asked me for my number, and I was like, sure. And then she's like, she's never gonna talk to you, she's never gonna text you, don't even bother. And I was like, give away my secrets, like, whatever. But then they have like some hope that they're like, oh, okay, she's gonna text me or something. I'm like, I'm never gonna talk to you again, I just wanted you to stop. But most of the time they would leave me alone, because then they would go back to their friend group and then they would just,
oh my god, I got
her number or whatever, and I'd be like, yeah, woo, see you later, you know.
Bye.
No,
you know, okay, so are you like the mom friend whenever you go out with like your
100%.
Same.
100%. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, I'm always the, like, and I don't know what it is, but whenever I'm out with people, like, there have been very few times where I've actually gotten like blackout drunk, just because I would always like not get over the line, because I want to make sure everyone's
awareness.
Saying,
yeah,
be aware. I don't know what it is, but I always want to like make sure that everyone's okay.
Dude, I had a friend who was 6 foot, like 6 feet tall, right? Flat footed, like 6 feet tall. She's gorgeous, right? So she'd get hit on all the time. Mm. I was her designated driver.
Okay.
And so I would always be sober, and these guys would like come up to me. These guys would be like over six. Like, to approach a woman who's like 6 foot, you have to be like a NBA player almost. Oh, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
These guys would come up to me with like my 5'3" and like literally there was a guy that like wouldn't stop talking to her and I was like, didn't you hear her say she doesn't want to talk to you? And he's looking down at me because he's a foot taller than me.
Oh my gosh.
Over a foot taller than me, damn near. And I'm like, didn't you hear her when she said she doesn't want to talk? Didn't you see?
Listen here.
Listen here, motherfucker.
And, you're brave, though.
And oh, dude, absolutely. Because, like, to me, I, like, if I'm sober and everyone around me is drunk, I'm hyper aware.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't, like, I can't, right? If we're all, like, you know, like, drinking and tipsy and, like, whatever, mm-hmm. then I can kind of turn off the voices in my head, which yeah. is also voices, not the voice.
Not one voice, multiple.
Multiple. And so, I just remember this guy just, like, looking down on me, and he's like... But then it like backfired on me because then he saw that I was like, because this is all like a Punjabi, like it was all like Punjabi people, right? And so I don't know what it is about Punjabi guys. They just love a woman that like is just like really feisty. And so then his like eyes like kind of reset and he was like, wait. So then like we sat down and like we were like sitting at the bar and he comes up to me. So he's like, so if she doesn't want to give her like if she doesn't want to give me her number, can I get your number? And I was like, shut up.
No.
You were just hitting on my friend.
They always think too, like the switch up will work.
And I'm like, what? And then you know what's funny is like we saw him at a party like 2 weeks later.
Okay.
And he was like the entire night. He was just like, oh, like, you know, how are you doing? Do you need a drink? Do you need this? Do you need that? I'm like, please.
Nice try.
And then like one of his friends had like a twin brother and like the twin brother was like sweet. And I was like, okay. Like I was like, we were like chatting it up and like, he just like could not take it. And I was like,
why do they get so, sad?
I was like, you see him? He's nice. He asked me, hey, hi, what's your name? I'm Garen. Like, you know, like,
how are you? He had a conversation.
Exactly. I was like, that's why. I was like, he didn't ask my friend for her number. And then when I told him, don't you see she doesn't want to talk to you, was like, let me reset. Now I want your number. Like,
what's going on up there? What's going on in that brain?
The A to B, like, the make it make sense.
Sometimes I'm like, what's happening? And what made you think that this would pan out in your favor?
My thing is, I'm gonna hold your hand when I say this. What did you think was gonna happen?
Yeah. Sweetheart, let's like,
it's just
I mean, you know, it's like a mom, like, sitting up there, like, why didn't you really think?
What was the end goal here?
Well, see, so in your mind, when you thought about doing this, just like, really? Like,
you psychoanalyze. Yeah.
Let's think this through.
Oh my god. Yeah, no, I don't know, man. I have so many horror stories from dating, bro. I'm so scarred.
Oh, same. Sometimes I'm just like, oh my gosh. It's like, oh, you think about it and you're just like, oh my god. Like,
I just
start twitching.
Dude, I just get so upset because I'm like, dude, how dare I, like, how did I allow people to treat me like this?
Yeah, and sometimes I'm like, why? In God's green earth, did I ever even like look at a man?
A lot of these men.
Yeah. Like,
dude, there was a guy who, like, one of my friends, like, he watches the podcast. He was like, there's no way that you've met people like this. And I was like, I kid you not. These are exclusively the type of people that I've met.
Yes. It's so wild too. Like, I had a guy literally get mad at me, literally get out of the car, call me some interesting choice words that I will not repeat, because I wouldn't kiss him on the first date. And like, we went to lunch at a pizza spot. Like, this was not like even like a romantic date.
Was this Johnson Crystal pizza?
Stop. I wish it was. This is a classy establishment. I just wanted to take you here for our first date. I wanted to bring you.
Oh my god.
I took the liberty of ordering you a cab and a Hawaiian with the chicken nuggets.
My stomach is hurting from laughing so much.
couch. That was such a good callback. Okay.
Oh my god. Okay. Okay. Oh. This is gonna be the most fun episode to ever.
Sorry, sound guy. Sorry.
We're just like screaming like banshees into them.
Sorry. Like what is that one guy where he's like a seagull dying? Have you seen that guy laugh on TikTok? He's like, ah! That's what I'm sound like.
Yeah, so that guy got mad because
I wouldn't kiss him on the first date. Yeah, so at some point we'll have to talk more about like all the dating experiences.
Oh, absolutely, because I could. I could make multiple episodes as
just like back to back to back. Let's get into it.
People are like, "Damn, you just attract douchebags." I was like, "I guess so."
But also, like, there's just slim pickings. It's slim pickings out there. There's a rough. It's rough.
Truly. But that is all that we have for you guys today. We need to wrap it up because we've been going on for far too long.
Chatting and gabbing.
We literally haven't even recorded the intro yet. So
no. But you know what? It's fine. And my favorite thing is that we just go from topic to topic.
Oh yeah.
And that's always the best kind of conversation. Yeah. How did we get here?
But I see that's what makes the callback so good.
That's what makes it the best.
Yeah. It really is.
And I feel like it's just great to have genuine conversations. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. So let us know how you enjoyed this episode, because honestly, I loved it and I want Savannah back.
Same.
Literally as soon as possible. You can find Savannah on
Instagram. Sorry. You can find me on Instagram. Songs by Sav is my handle.
Are you on any other?
Oh, I'm on TikTok too. Songs by Sav.
Savannah has a really good voice. You have a really, really good voice.
Oh, thank you.
It's like angel singing.
Oh, I do love to sing and songwriting. Yeah, songs by Sav. Yes. And I do a lot of songwriting too. And that's me. That's the end of the day.
Yeah, I love you so much.
I love you too.
Oh. I'm just so excited. And that is all that we have for you guys. If you guys are listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Jio7, don't forget to like and rate our podcast. It really does help us out a lot. If you guys are listening on YouTube, don't forget to do the YouTube-y things. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And we will see you in an episode super, super soon. Bye.
Bye.